Oh, fain would I wife, yet doubting to thrive, he entered the straits of that trouble. Or how to maintain, for what I complain, and I do my single life double. The care a young man should take if he can, love and affect his marriage, and his wife to his mind be loving and kind, or goes there the cream of her carriage. Love is but a toy that answers the joy, once the blind chit hath but hit me, which when I have known, and my pains taken shown, my sweetmeat with sauce she will fit me. Her tricks and her toys will surfeit my joys, her mind falleth a-longing. 12 times before noon she'll change like the moon, better led to my hanging. One have, not too brave, too low, nor too fat, quick, nor too slow, nor a shrew, who endured that? Of my lass, nor a lass, and lig in neat measure, he doth wrong, her nose long, great pleasure. Let the hair of her head by no means be red, for that shows a white-spotted favour. Her breath let be sweet when hers and mine meet, but of rotten teeth take no savour. In her cheeks and her chin 3 dimples put in, for that adds a grace to her feature. But if that her mind you fix like the wind, by no means give me such a creature. Make her neck white and long, but not like a swan, her shoulders in an even equal manner. But make not her back like a peddler's pack, for then I shall cry out upon her. Her arms and each breast, her hands and the rest, neatly all over. Then let me her find to none but me kind, and you shall see how I shall love her. Let soul on her face no garish look place, nor mercury make her deceitful, nor Juno the scold in pride her uphold. Such things in women are hateful. Let Luna be strange to give her a change, and Venus the gift of her falling. For so says Quin Mab, 'tis the trade of a drab, to common a calling. The charge for delight of wedlock bed right, who needs will withhold and have no it. Sure, what's what he do ere he go thereunto, or better he were to forego it. For cares of the world are round about held, and with marriage take oft in dwelling. But if it so be that accords he and she, they the sooner may give it expelling. But let none be nice in taking advice, nor a wiving let no young man gallop. For he that goes slow may miss of a shrow, when the caster may light of a trollop. The proverb of old you often heard told, soft fire the sweetest mouth maketh. Then best is he sped that unto his bed a female well qualified taketh. But where one to find a lask of the wind, for that goes about the 4 corners. He looks everywhere, but is seldom the near, for which you may hear oft he murmurs. Some women there be, but I doubt none for me, on which a man freely may venture. But fearing to find such a one to my mind, I a contrary passage may enter.